Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to take a look at three of Jesus' teammates, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, and Simon the Zealot. We've been taking a look at the greatest team ever assembled. Love that Jesus could have saved the world by himself, but he chose 12 guys to do life with him a couple years. And then when he did take the cross and then later went to heaven, these 12 guys he sent to go out and spread the gospel, which means good news. Maybe you just tuned in for the first time and you're like, you know, I'm not even sure if I even know who all 12 of Jesus' teammates were. So I want to go through those for you. Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 5 is what I'm going to share that part. It's in all four of the Gospels, the first four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But Matthew describes it in chapter 10, verse 1 through 5. Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and illness. Here are the names of the 12 apostles. First Simon, also called Peter, then Andrew, who was Peter's brother, James, son of Zebedee, John, which was James's brother, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, James, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who later betrayed Jesus. So there's the 12 guys that Jesus chose as his teammates, and I love the quote by Brother Andrew. Brother Andrew, who is a missionary over in Europe, spent a lot of time just helping the less fortunate, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. And I love this powerful quote. He says, "The Bible is full of ordinary people who went to impossible places and did wondrous things simply because they decided to obey God." Well, today we're going to look at those three guys that really not very much mentioned about them, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, and Simon the Zealot. And I think one of the things is we can maybe relate to all three of these in just different ways. The uniqueness of the personalities and their backgrounds just always is just such a wonderful part of being a follower of Jesus, because he took ordinary people just like you and me, as Brother Andrew shared there. Let's start with Simon the Zealot. He's called Simon the Canaanite. This is not a reference to the land of Canaan or the village of Cana. It comes from the Hebrew word kwana, which means to be zealous. Simon was apparently at one time a member of the political party known as the Zealots. That he bore the title all his life suggests that he also had a fiery, zealous personality, but the term in Jesus' day signified a well-known and widely feared outlaw political sect. The Zealots hated all Romans, and their goal was to overthrow the Roman occupation by terrorism and other acts of violence. They believed only God himself had the right to rule over the Jews, so they deceived themselves into thinking that they were doing God's work by assassinating Roman soldiers. Political leaders and anyone else who opposed them, even fellow Jews. The Zealots were hoping for a Messiah who would lead them in overthrowing the Romans and restoring the kingdom to Israel in all of its Solomonic glory. They were red-hot patriots ready to die in an instant for what they believed in. As one of the 12 disciples, Simon had to associate with Matthew, who was at the opposite end of the political spectrum, collecting taxes for the Roman government. At one point in his life, Simon would have gladly killed Matthew, but they became spiritual brothers working side by side for the same cause, spreading the good news about Jesus Christ. And you know, friends, that's why I've been doing this series on Monday and Tuesday over the last 9-10 weeks here, because just like the 12 disciples, I mean, Jesus took, fast forward 2,000 years later, it'd be like Jesus taking Democrats, Republicans, UK fans, Tennessee fans, Louisville fans, and putting them together on his team that changed the world. I mean, just the diverse personalities. I mean, Can you imagine Simon the Zealot and Matthew being on the same team? Of course, you know, I can imagine Peter, the outspoken one, said when he was calling Matthew, you know, are you kidding me? This guy collects taxes, you know, be like inviting the IRS to be with you. I mean, you know, it's just amazing. But I love that Jesus, he knew what he needed for his team, and he took people to show that we have to get along, even with our differences. Several early sources say that after the destruction of Jerusalem, Simon took the gospel north and preached it in the British Isles. There's no reliable record what happened to him, but all accounts say he was killed for preaching about Jesus. This man who once willingly wanted to kill and be killed for a political agenda in his little country found a more fruitful cause, proclaiming salvation for sinners out of every nation, tongue, and tribe. In other words, he was all in. He was all in. Friends, I got to ask you today, are you all in? I mean, it's easy to, you know, be lukewarm, and yet I want to remind you that Jesus said that he would spit us out of his mouth if we were lukewarm. And yet, there's no doubt Simon was all in. And I love how Jesus could change his heart and how he could even get he and Matthew to become unified as one for the cause of sharing Jesus Christ. Next, let's take a look at Thaddeus. Thaddeus actually had three names. You know, it's kind of interesting. When I was reading this, preparing for this message and researching it, you know, I thought about it. You know, I've got nicknames. Growing up, my sister would call me brother. My brother Michael now calls me Gregory. My dad called me Reverend GJ when he was alive. Had a nickname in college, Horn Daddy. My nieces and nephews actually call me G Money, which is actually the name of a rapper. And I had to tell them, you know, I like, you know, the nickname you guys call me, but I have to admit, for a guy being in ministry, a nickname like G Money is not the best thing to have. And to be honest with you, I've never heard any of G Money's music as a rapper, so not sure if I would like that. Probably wouldn't. But anyway, all that being said, I think we all maybe have nicknames and things, and yet Thaddeus actually had three names. When the disciple John mentions him, he actually calls him Judas. I'm not talking about Judas Iscariot, but Matthew calls him Labaius, whose surname was Thaddeus. So Judas was probably the name given to him at birth, and Labaius and Thaddeus are nicknames. Thaddeus literally means breast child. It almost has a derisive sound like mama's boy. Perhaps he was the youngest in his family and specifically cherished by his mother. Labaius is similar, for Leb means heart in Hebrew. So both names still used for an adult suggest that probably Thaddeus had a childlike and a tender heart. Imagine such a gentle soul hanging around in the same group as Simon the Zealot. But once again, isn't it just great to see how God can use both kinds of personalities? Zealots make great preachers, but so do compassionate, sweet-spirited men like Labaius or Thaddeus. Together, they contribute to a very complex and intriguing group of 12 apostles. There is at least one of every imaginable personality on Jesus' team. The New Testament records one incident involving Thaddeus, the guy with three names. On the night that he was betrayed, Jesus said in John chapter 14, "Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them." Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, but actually Thaddeus, then said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" You know, I think this question that Thaddeus asked Jesus, it was just really full of gentleness and humility. I mean, Thaddeus couldn't imagine Jesus manifesting himself to the ragtag group of 12 and not to the whole world. I mean, after all, Jesus is the Savior of the world. He's the rightful heir of the earth, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. disciples had always assumed that Jesus came to set up his kingdom, and the sooner the better, and subdue all things on this earth to himself. The good news of forgiveness and salvation is certainly good news for the whole world, but the disciples knew that well. But the rest of the world was pretty much clueless back then. Lebbaeus or Thaddeus was a man who loved his Lord and felt the power of salvation in his own life. He was full of hope for the world, so Thaddeus wanted to know why Jesus wasn't going to make himself known to everyone. Jesus gave Thaddeus an answer as tender as the question that Thaddeus asked him. Let's take a look at John chapter 14, verse 23. Jesus replied to Thaddeus, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and he will come to them and make our home with them." Christ will reveal himself, friends, to anyone who loves him. I mean, Jesus' answer meant, I'm not yet going to take over the world externally. Right now, I'm taking over hearts one at a time. If anyone loves me and keeps my word, the Father and I will set up the kingdom in his or her heart. Friends, I must ask you today, is Jesus the owner of your heart? Or are you putting something else in his place in your heart? You know, the Lord's Prayer says, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." But maybe you're like me. If you're honest, sometimes we actually pray, "My will be done on earth." And hopefully, God, that's what you want done in heaven. And I say that, you know, humbly, actually embarrassingly, but sometimes, friends, I think we ask God to bless our plans, and we forget about Psalm 37:4 that says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." Sometimes, friends, our desires are not God's desires. Sometimes they are. But I have to admit, there's been some times where I've kind of misinterpreted what I thought might have been God's desire. And the thing I'm thankful about is that there is mercy and grace in all of that. So, so thankful for that. But I want to encourage you today to really just take a look at your heart and see if there's anything that's separating you and your relationship with God. Well, last but not least today, let's take a look at James, the son of Alphaeus. The only thing Scripture tells us about this brave man is his name. There are several men with the common name James in the New Testament. We've already met James, the son of Zebedee. Another James was the son of Mary and Joseph, so he was Jesus' half-brother. That James became a leader in the Jerusalem church, and I want to encourage you to check out Acts chapter 15. And he actually wrote the letter of James in the Bible. So I want to encourage you to check that out. But James, the son of Alphaeus, is also called James the Less in Mark chapter 15, verse 40. Jesus, right as he was dying on the cross, this says in Mark chapter 15, verses 39 and 40, "So when the centurion, the Roman soldier who stood opposite Jesus, saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, he said, 'Truly this man was the Son of God.' There were also women looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Joseph and Salome." Friends, I think a lot of us sometimes feel like James the Less. We're out of time, but tomorrow we're going to talk about James the Less. So if you've been blessed by this program, I hope you share it with somebody else. I'll see you tomorrow. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Did you know that Hope Is Here is also available on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter? You can find all of these at Hope Is Here Lex. Also, check out the daily 1 minute Cup of Hope, available on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, that helps you keep your cup hopeful. To find out more information, go to our website, www.hopeishere.today.org. That's www.hopeishere.today.org.